This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, boy.
Oh. We do love this song.
Yes, we do. We get very pumped when this song is played on this show.
For a pro wrestling Hall of Famer who really needs no introduction, he's coming to Pittsburgh to take in the Riverhounds Charleston Battery soccer match Saturday night at Highmark Stadium. And we are absolutely thrilled and honored to have the great Jake the Snake Roberts with us on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jake, this is a pro wrestling hotbed. Two out of the three hosts on this show are obsessed with wrestling. The one who's not as much was at the 1992 Royal Rumble. So we've got all our bases covered here. You're coming back to Pittsburgh. When you think of wrestling in Pittsburgh, what are the things that come to mind for you?
Well, it's food. There used to be some great restaurants we'd go to after the shows, boy.
Who would you pal around with for those meals, Jake? Who were your guys in those spots?
Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Or The Undertaker, one of the two.
Were you ever present since... I've read many stories about this for like any of the Haku related legends that like, if you were in Haku's group outside the ring, you didn't have to worry about anything. And that anyone who stepped to that dude was in big trouble. Can you corroborate any of the Haku stories that are out there?
I was there for one, but actually two. We were in Baltimore, and I was sitting at a bar at the Holiday Inn, and he came up to me, and he says, let's go. So where are we going to go? And he said, the name of this place, I think it's a bicycle club or something like that.
Yeah.
And I said, man, we don't need to go there. I said, every time we go there, there's always problems, and they don't want us there. They don't like us. I say we go. And I didn't think about it. We should go. So we hopped in the car. We went over there. We'd been in there maybe 5 minutes. And the guy gets right in Haku's face, and he's like, we don't want you some bitches in here. You know, blah, 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 blah. And Haku just says, move your face. And the guy didn't move. And he said it again. The guy didn't move. Next thing I know, Haku's reached up and grabbed him by the back of the head and bit his friggin' nose off.
Wow.
Just bit the whole nose off, man, and spit it in the floor.
Man.
Like it was nothing.
I mean, you're a tough customer. You see that happen. Are you at least a little bit startled and taken aback by it, Jake?
I peed myself. Are you kidding?
I'll be honest. I thought you were going to say, like, he just beat the tar out of him. I did not expect to hear him bit his entire nose off.
Wow.
Just bit his nose off his feet and floor, man.
Jake, you've probably answered this question before, but I personally have not heard your answer. Were you inclined and into snakes before you adopted that gimmick, or did they say that that would work for you and then you had to, like, become a lover of snakes and have a snake on the road with you and bring the snake to the ring and whatnot?
Well, actually, it all started with me riding down the road, you know, wrong road trips, and boys will be boys, and we were smoking pot and drinking beer. I was listening to Monday Night Football, and they were talking about Kenny Stabler.
Yeah.
And I love Kenny Stabler. He was my guy. But, you know, left-handed, wild man, crazy partier, did it all. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I just kept smoking that joint, man. And, you know, it'd be really cool if there was a wrestler named the Snake, you know. And going and drinking and going and drinking. And then I came up with Jake the Snake. And that was it. And I thought about it, you know, about carrying a snake. But that's as far as it went because I'm terrified of snakes.
I didn't know that.
So years working with, like, Damien, did you ever get over the fear and say, like, all right, I'm comfortable with this now?
Of course not.
But you have the snake bite Macho Man once, or am I just a mark for thinking that happened?
No, it bit Macho Man.
Was that a cobra or was that Damien?
Yeah, it was a cobra.
Okay, so they took the venom sacs out and had it bite Macho, and he actually bled. Yep.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it chewed him for a long period of time, man. Just kept chewing on him. It was pretty awesome.
Did it ever bite you?
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah. The cobra bites aren't bad. Those pythons hurt.
Well, yeah, because the jaws, I would imagine, are a lot stronger. The cobra, if it's actually got the poisons, just letting that do its work.
A cobra doesn't have fangs. It has teeth.
Mm. Oh,
so it's not so bad, you know. But those fangs, man, from a python, man, they hurt.
Jake, I am much more like Andrew here is the one who was at the 92 Rumble. Donnie, our producer, and myself are kind of the guys who are very into the pro wrestling scene. And I would say in my case especially, I kind of grew up as a teenager in the Attitude Era. And I'm wondering what your memories of, and you were a guy obviously known for the promos, for the snake pit, for like just creating that atmosphere and being great on the mic. What are your memories of King of the Ring 96? Austin's going over you to win the King of the Ring. Yeah. And then that promo that he cut, did you have like any input? Did you tell him before the match anything? Like ideas for stuff he could say?
No. It was all him.
Did you know when you were hearing it, you're walking out of the arena, he's yelling like right up there on, you know, Michael P.S. Hayes is up there. Did you hear him? Get that piece of trash out of here, et cetera.
Did
you know you were hearing something incredible right there in the moment? Like you have that sense, oh, man, this guy's going off. This is going to be phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I felt it.
Jake, you mentioned that you'd pal around with Hacksaw, who we had on the show last year, and The Undertaker. You also had some run-ins with Andre the Giant, obviously. Mm-hmm. Did you ever go out with him? Like, the stories we hear about him as an eater and a drinker, are they as epic and legend? Yes, they are. They are very legendary?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I rode a road trip with him once, and it was only 100 miles, and he wanted two cases of beer.
That's like 2 hours. That's like 2 hours of driving.
For when you guys got to the hotel?
He was gone. It was all gone.
He drank 48 beers in like an hour and a half.
That didn't bother me so much, him drinking it, as the fact that he didn't pee.
That's a good point.
That's kind of wild.
What was he like, Jake?
Oh, he was good, man. He didn't take no BS from anybody.
Isn't there a story that he kind of tested you in one of the first matches you worked with him as part of a program? How'd that go?
I lost my mind and went off on him. Mm-hmm. And he respected that.
Was it because, like, correct me if I'm wrong here, the story I remember hearing is that, like, he essentially didn't sell any offense for you, you know, selling, you got to, like, make the other guy's moves look good like they hurt, and he just basically no-sold you for a whole match?
Yep.
Jake the Snake Roberts with us. Jake, so you were a huge Ken Stabler fan. I guess that means you probably hated the Steelers in the 70s, right?
Yep.
Who was your least favorite Steeler on those teams?
Oh, my God. All of them. Every friggin' one of them.
I would imagine Jack Swan. Lambert would have ticked you off.
Probably Lynn Swan, he goes. So obviously Hulk Hogan passed away recently. What was your relationship like with him, Jake? You've probably been asked that question a million times, but reflecting on his life and wrestling career, what do you say about him now?
He was a great man, phenomenal athlete and wrestler. You know, you don't say wrestling without saying Hulk Hogan.
Were you ever scheduled to work like any lengthy programs with him or anything?
We were, but they got kapushed because the fans were chanting DDT.
Wait, you were obviously, he never worked as a heel till the NWO, basically.
Right.
So you were supposed to be the heel, and the fans liked you too much?
Yep.
Wow.
I mean, what emotions are playing in your mind there? It's cool to get, like, cheered as the bad guy because that means you're doing a badass heel gimmick, but I would imagine you wanted probably to do a program with Hulk.
Oh, damn right I did. That's where the money was at.
By the way, speaking of...
We wrestled twice.
And they just chanted for you as the good guy.
Yep.
What's his reaction? I'm curious. You're in the ring. He hears the fans chanting for you. They want you to win, even though they're supposed to be cheering for him. Would he, like, whisper to you in the ring, like, this is ridiculous? Like, how did he react?
Yeah, would he get pissed, Jake?
Oh, yeah. He voiced his opinion about it. He said, brother, we're going to have a rough night.
We mentioned earlier that you were great at being able to, like, set up matches and sell matches with the things you said in the recorded promo parts that are integral to wrestling. How much of that was off the cuff? How much of that was scripted? What was your process for that kind of stuff, Jake?
All of it was off the cuff. You know, I just had a knack for it. And, you know, I would go to bars and sit there for 2 or 3 hours and write down promos on a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. And then I'd go to the building. When it's time to go to work, I'd pull out those pieces of paper and look at them and take it and go with it.
Were you ever caught, like, going, I kind of forgot what I wanted to say? Like, how much truly off the cuff did you have to do sometimes?
I was
going to
say, at least you were sober enough where those notes made sense, Jake.
Yeah, well, some of them scared me. You know, you read something, you go, what the hell was I thinking about?
Yeah. Great point.
Hey, you just said fans would chant DDT when you were supposed to be the bad guy. Speaking of that move, you invented it. Like, where's that move come from? And then I have like a second question there. Once you tell us where it came from and the idea for the move, I still watch wrestling now, and it bums me out that a move like the DDT, where you would, you know, kind of waggle your finger in the air and everybody knew it was getting ready for it, and you'd set it up, you'd hit it, 1, 2, 3, matches over. Does it bum you out at all if you see wrestling today that stuff like that or Shawn Michaels' super kick are like transition moves now in matches? Nobody's finishing with a DDT anymore.
Well, you know, all they're doing is telling everybody that I was that much better than they are.
Fair.
Very good.
That's a good point.
And as far as how the move happened, it was an accident. You know, I was working a front face lock on a guy, and he went to push me into the corner, and he stepped on my foot, and we both fell. Well, knocked him out.
So did you have to pin him at that point? Because you just were like, well, he's out cold, so the match has to end?
No, I just rolled him up and grabbed the arm and played with him for a while.
Jake,
when did you know, though, that that move was like over? Like you, okay, so that happens. It's an
I
accident.
Knew right
when
then.
When did you know that you right had then. Something on it?
Right then? Yeah, because the people just went, you know, and I knew that I had to work on that.
Jake, who would you put on your all-time pro wrestling Mount Rushmore?
Oh, God. I don't know, bro. Hogan for sure. Flair for sure.
Yep.
After that, it's kind of wide open.
Who was your favorite guy to work with?
Probably Steamboat or Savage.
Was Savage as, in terms of like planning out a match, how was he beforehand? Nuts?
He was nuts. I used to drive him crazy because we'd plan out a match and then I'd go in the ring and not do any of it.
was he off out of the ring and not cutting promos? Would he talk like in that voice doing normal things?
Yep.
Like if he's going through the drive through, oh, I have a burger and fries.
No
man.
Way.
Yep.
Wow.
He was my show 24 hours a day, brother.
Who are the guys that you worked with that weren't good at like selling the moves that actually would try to beat the crap out of you in there, Jake?
Oh, Vader.
Oh man. So he was the stiffest
guy. Wasn't he a football player?
Yeah, he was the stiffest guy I've heard of. Sir,
interesting.
For sure, Jake.
Oh, he was a real turd.
What was the worst injury you ever had in the ring?
My neck. 2 discs blown in my neck.
Total accident?
No, not as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, geez.
That was the guitar shot. Honky Tonk hit me with.
Oh, and they weren't made. And were those guitars made to break as easily? Was it a bad prop or what?
It was a bad prop.
Oh, geez. Wow. Well, Jake, we appreciate so much of this. Thank you for coming on with us. And people are pumped to see you on Saturday, man. You're going to be in Pittsburgh. The game's at 7, gates open. Before that, you'll be there signing autographs, taking pictures with people. Obviously,
we have a good time, man.
For sure. And your character has lived on all these years later. So thanks for joining
us,
brother.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
There you go. Jake the Snake Roberts.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.